Welcome to Grammar Lab, the podcast where we delve into the nitty-gritty of the English language to help you become a grammar guru. Today's linguistic concoction is the often perplexing pair, who and whom.
Ah, the age-old question that even confuses seasoned writers. Stick around as we unravel the mystery of who versus whom and how to use them correctly. You don't want to miss this.
Let's dive right in with a basic understanding of the grammar behind these words. Who and whom are both pronouns, but they serve different purposes in a sentence.
Exactly, Abby. Who is a subject pronoun, like he, she, or they. It's used when referring to the subject of the sentence, the one doing the action, so to speak.
And on the other hand, whom is an object pronoun, like him, her, or them. It's used when the pronoun is receiving the action.
A great way to determine whether to use who or whom is to answer the question you're asking with a personal pronoun. If you'd reply with he or she, then who is your word. If you'd answer with him or her, then use whom.
Time for a little bit of etymology. Both words have Old English roots. Who comes from the Old English hwa, while whom comes from hwam or hwam, which is the dative form of hwa.
And since we're on a historical note, let's talk about how the usage has evolved. Traditionally, whom was rigidly used for object cases. However, nowadays, its usage has become a bit more relaxed in casual conversation, but it's still important for formal writing.
Let's put this into practice with some examples. I'll say a sentence with the word blank, and you'll fill it in with the correct usage. Ready, Jack?
Born ready.
Blank is responsible for this beautiful cake design.
That would be, who is responsible for this beautiful cake design? Because we're asking about the subject.
Nicely done. Here's another. To blank, should I address my thank you note?
That's, to whom should I address my thank you note, since it's the object of the preposition to.
See? It's all about understanding the role each word plays in a sentence. Now let's take it up a notch with some trickier examples.
Enter the challenge phase.
Blank, do you believe told the truth?
That's, who do you believe told the truth? We're still dealing with the subject of the verb told.
And here's a subtle one. The athlete, blank the coach praised, accepted her trophy.
Oh, I see your trick there, Abby. It would be the athlete whom the coach praised accepted her trophy. Whom is the object of praised?
Very good. While we could go into even more complex sentences, the key takeaway is to always consider the role of who or whom in relation to the verb and the flow of the action.
And that's all for today's episode of Grammar Lab. We hope you're now more confident in distinguishing who to thank and whom to congratulate.
Remember, if you have questions that you would like for us to answer on future episodes, please get in touch at grammarlab@pagepods.com. Our email address is also in the show notes.
If you like the show, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app and consider leaving a review so that others can learn more about us.
To stay up to date on the latest episodes and for show transcripts, subscribe to our newsletter at the link in the show notes or email us.
Thanks for tuning into Grammar Lab, where every episode helps you experiment with English. Until next time, keep questioning and keep learning. Goodbye.
Goodbye.